The following financial professionals have asked the question that I will now put to the senior managers present at this event: Alberto Gandolfi from Goldman Sachs, Rob Pulleyn, Morgan Stanley, Meike Becker, HSBC, Fernando García, Royal Bank of Canada, Fernando Lafuente, Alantra, Manuel Palomo, BNP Paribas, Pedro Alves, CaixaBank, Gonzalo Sánchez Bordona, UBS, Jorge Guimarães, JB Capital Markets, Javier Garrido, JP Morgan, Jorge Alonso, Bernstein, José Javier Ruiz, Barclays, Ahmed Farman and Arturo Murua from Jefferies, and finally, Mark-Ip Tatkwien from Berenberg. We would like also to point you out that we have concentrated the question received so far by topic, so that we can much more be efficient and keep to the schedule. If any of the question you have asked remain unanswered, this pending question will be done for you by the IR team. Now we can start with the Q&A session. Thank you. First question is related to the guidance 2024. We have received several questions about the guidance for 2024 on issues like the drivers for the upgrade, the baseline use on the expected evolution of the second half of the year.
So, as I explained, our guidance for full year 2024 is now double-digit growth, as I mentioned, including our capital gains for asset rotation. In the basis of comparison, the reported net profit of 4,000, what we have in 2023. And when we say double digit, obviously, we expect growth will be intense. That means that the second half is going to be as well as good as it was already the first one. And why is this upgrade? First, because we have a first good half, so which is above initial expectation. The second is the consolidation in the second half, the trends already observed in the first half, for plus the new investment we are planning to make this year, which altogether is going to be close to 12 billion in 12 months. And also, in networks, we have the new rate cases. Then last year were already started in May, now it's going to be applied during the second half completely. In production and customers, is the new capacity. The pump hydro, I mentioned that this is something which is becoming a structural, a positive structural for us, so which is a recurrent business. And so I think that for the second half, and I think this is, these trends, we expect to continue in 2025. I think the additional investment we are making in networks and renewables are going to generate new returns, higher prices and demand as well increases, as I was mentioning before, and a better interest rate environment. I hope then the rate of interest, as is expected, will continue to slow down as well.
Second question related to M&A. The street is asking if now we have closed the Mexican transaction and given the existing room in our balance sheet, will you do a large M&A transaction? Specifically, they would like to know about our interest in the British ENW, and in connection with this M&A topic, could you please provide some details on the situation of the buyback of Avangrid's minorities?
So on ENW, as you know, that is a competitive process. Of course, the company is interested, this company is interested in for us, but as we had always done, we will maintain our prudent approach and profitability requirement. I think we are going to bid for it, but in a very, very reasonable terms. The process is now currently ongoing, and I think it's we will update you as soon as there are any new information. Related to Avangrid, the things are moving forward on track. So we have already, the board has already approved the offer. It was already very transparent process on this one. Now we are going through the regulation approval process. I think either the FERC, either regulatory commissions of the different states where we have presence. We have a continued dialogue with the SEC. I think the question for the past are very reasonable, very similar of those which is nothing special. And same thing with regulators. All are giving us the indication that that will be closed before the year end.
Next is related to elections. There have been different questions on recent and future election in the UK and the US with the potential Trump comeback. What is your view on how do you think it will affect Iberdrola's renewables development plan?
We are already closely working with the new Labour government. I think yesterday we attended a meeting with the Prime Minister. We have been attending meetings with the Russian Reeve, which is the Treasury Secretary, with the Minister of trade and business, and I think the engagement with the government since the election has been and the message we receive for all of them are very inconsistent. So they are already very much focused in industrial strategy as a key pillar of this government. They are very focused in more investment in renewables and networks infrastructure to promote growth. So I think they are insisting on that. Not yesterday, the Prime Minister even was mentioned Scottish Power as a pioneer, a leader in decarbonisation and the energy transition. They are planning to acceleration of permitting to make already that happen. They announced that they are going to make changes in tax policies. And more than all, I think is my perception and what they said is they would like to be very much business friendly. So we will continue meeting with them in the next few weeks, and that is what I can say for the moment about our relation with them. In the case of United States, I think is the relation is going to be November. So it's but I think we have a record of working with administration from both parties. So for us, we've been with either Democrat or Republicans on this one. You have to be aware that 80% of our business in the United States is networks. And the networks, the regulation depends on the states. So means I think we have already in this case is the election probably is going to affect at all to our business. And in renewables, our investments are already benefiting those ones which are in this moment in construction or completed, is benefiting our IRA credits. But I think these IRA credits have been either approved, in most cases even cash, so which and I think it's 10 years we've been utilizing those one. It's not due for us, that one. For the new investment, we will be depending on the policies of the new government. Our expectation is positive, but I think we will see. So we have always invested heavily under different administration, and I think we hope that we will continue in the same track as well in the future, independent of who will be the winner.
Next is regarding the production in Spain. We have seen that solar production in Spain has decreased, even though we have more installed capacity. Are you having curtailments or other technical issues? Additionally, nuclear production has decreased 17%, 17% versus 1H1 2023. Are they scheduled shutdowns?
So the first thing is technically we have not had curtailments. I think curtailments is happen when the system operator forced generators to stop production. That has not already happened to us, and that is very unusual in Spain. So first thing. The second one is our plans produce of a stop depending on the market condition. And I think even the nuclear power plant, and traditionally we are not stopping, now as well, we stop the complying, of course, with the regulation, or we diminish the power depending on the market condition. I think in the moments of low prices, what we have already done is to increase the contribution of our pump and hydro facilities, which I think they are needed for balancing the system, for supply and demand, and also we have already obtained a good spread between peak and off-peak. That's why our pumping storage has become recurrent business, independently of the high or low rainfall. I think that is something which I would like to insist on that one. Traditionally, pumped is already used when there are already a situation of low rainfall, and we've been already using the existing water up and down. Now we see that independent of that one, I think we can use our facilities on that one. De facto, this year in 2024, as you have already seen, we have already produced more than 3 gigawatt hours, which is 7% more than previous year, which was dry year, was not rain. We have not much rainfall. And I think it's, and also we are already, that's why we have new storage in construction, but I think the fact is that the 16 one, the expectation is they will contribute on the range of 350 million euros per annum EBITDA, which I think that is a very solid and growing business. And I think our expectation is this trend continue during the next year. But I would like to be clear, we have not curtailments, technically talking about. And when this happens, it's very unusual in Spain, and we have not had any of those ones. We have stopped our plans, or we reduce the power of our plan when the market conditions are not already as good as needed for the proper return of those power plants.
Next is regarding the competition in Spain. How is the increasing competition in retail affecting your customer numbers and retail margins? And how worried are you about losing customers?
So I think it's, I'm repeating for the last 24 years, the welcome competition. I strongly believe in competition. I think competition is something which is welcome. It forces the people to use the brain for having good ideas and for trying to do the best for achieving the target. So it's clear, no countries in Spain, same than the rest of the countries, new entrants, they are gradually increasing the number of customers they get. I think that is obvious. But as well, they gain, they are losing as well. I think they are gaining, but they are losing. The fact, the record we had already, the churns that they had are huge. So in some cases, more than 100%. That is public information. So which I think that is the rules of the market. Nevertheless, I can already, would like you remember, that we had in the last year, we have increased our number of customers. So since 2022, we are increasing the number of customers. We continue being leader in Spain since this moment. We have more than 10 million power contracts in this moment in the country. And now we can tell you is thanks to this competition, we are using our, let's say, talent for designing new products and services, in taking some marketing action, which are resulting very successful. So our churn is very low, and our loyalty of our customers are increasing.
Next is regarding the regulatory frameworks in the UK and Spain, especially in the UK and Spain, which will review the regulatory frameworks in the following 1 month. How do you see the evolution of both regulatory discussions?
So in the case of UK, we are now in the process of the renegotiation of the new regulatory period of transmission, the RIIO-T3, from 26 to 31. We are the process, a process which starts now and will end by end of 2025. So it's a long period of that one. It's true that the Ofgem has already published recently the range of returns for our investment of our regulatory asset base for this period, 26 to 31, which is higher than the existing T2. And that shows that the regulator is aware of the huge investment requirements is needed to attract the capital for making this investment, which I advance to you, which is going to be much, much bigger than those ones we are making at present. But I think I insist on that one, still that is in the process. There are a lot of things, issues to improve. And but I think, as many analysts is commenting, the returns, which even if they are better than those what we have at present, I think should be higher for already promote the investment and to raise the money which is required for this huge investment we need to make. We are going to present our business plan in December 2024, and this is going to contain, as I mentioned, to contain a huge investment for the period 26 to 2031, which is much, much bigger than the present one. But as I said, the final decision is going to be by the end of 2025. In Spain, the current cap for investment in the distribution is in a, let's say, in discussion. Also, as well, we are in a process of talking about the rate of return for the next period. As you know, the investment levels in this moment in Spain is insufficient, so it's needed more than that one. If we would like to reach the target of the energy climate plan, the investment have to multiply by three. So it means, and I think the removing the cap is crucial on that one. As well, I think remuneration, as I mentioned for Britain, have to be in line with another comparable countries if we would like to attract the massive capital requirement needed on this period as well. But we are seeing positive signals, so the Spanish government recognizing this need of networks investment, so which I think that's positive.
Next question is number eight, is regarding Vineyard Wind 1. There has been an issue with a turbine. How will this affect the production of the wind farms? Does Iberdrola have any liability? Will GE provide any guarantee?
So I think this project, as you mentioned, is under construction. I think it's now is in the case of the blade, it's under GE control. It's they're the suppliers, it's their control. I think according with the information we got from GE, on the analysis they make, the root cause of this incident is not related to design, but it's a very specific issue in one particular blade, in the manufacturing of this particular blade, which I think is that makes that we are quite satisfied. Of course, we have guarantees from Avangrid. Nevertheless, the construction continues in the rest of the installation. So I think we are not to stop the installation of cables, of foundation, or whatever another thing which is needed for this process.
Next are regarding financial topics. First is the guidance net debt for the year 2024. Where should we expect net debt for 2024 to be? And financial expenses clarification, could you explain more in detail which are the main currencies affecting the FX derivative results? Moreover, could you give more color on what is included in other category in the same slide?
Pepe? Okay, yeah. In terms of net debt, as we have been commenting in previous results presentation, we are expecting to end the year with a net debt of around 47 billion euros. That is we expect. Regarding the impact of FX derivatives, there is an important part that has to do with some hedges that we did with the Mexican transaction that are fully compensated at and I see that there is also a question about the tax rate, that are compensated at the tax rate. We have to recognize the positive at the net financial expenses and the negative in the tax rate due to accounting considerations. What I can tell you is that at the net profit level, the impact of FX is negative for the group in 40 million euros. So the FX impact at the net profit, compensating at the tax levels compared with the FX derivative positive side in the net financial expenses is a minus 40 million euros. That also, is part of the increase in the tax rate that you are seeing in the first 6 months. So the FX in the first 6 months of the year for the group is negative for 40 million euros. And regarding other, as I have mentioned, as I have explained, basically it's two parts. 29 million that has to do with the interest, accrued interest of the court rulings that have to be recognized at the level of the net financial expenses, and 20 million and around 115 million that has to do with the capitalized interest. Take into account that at this moment the group has a record investment in process of 14 billion euros. Obviously, as all these investments start to be in operation, obviously these interest rates will be part of the traditional cost of debt.
And the final question is related to the today's hot topic to the market, data centers. What would be your business model to monetize this new trend?
So I think demand, as you know, that of data center is booming, and that is going to accelerate with artificial intelligence. So in the case of United States, data centers will account close to 10% of the total electricity demand by 2030, even is going to be more, which is more than tripling the actual levels. And globally, demand as well in other countries will more than double by 2026. So I think that is a real, real driver for demand increases. But as well, for the need of new investment in grid infrastructure. It's not only a question of power, it's a question of power, it's a question of access to grid. So I think it's good for us in both sense, in the sense of having new demand sources and having already the opportunity of expanding our grid for those which require to be connected. So which I think that is one of the reasons why in some countries the investment in grid, in grid infrastructure, is already being more and more promoted, as we've been mentioning, the UK or United States, and probably in Spain as well in the future. So, but I think that is not new for us. We anticipate this trend. In this moment, we have more than 8 terawatt hours per annum signed with Amazon, Meta, Microsoft in different countries. So I think probably Amazon in this moment is our large customer in the group. So and that is going to increase in the coming years. Because of our relation is so close with these companies, is why we would like to facilitate the installation of their new data centers using our skills in different countries. That's why we started that in Spain. What we have already created a new company, which is well advanced, and I think in the next few weeks, probably, you will know more details about that one. But the thing is, we are already just promoting, developing, and preparing with all kind of means for facilitating then these companies have the means for install their own data centers in the places they will require. That we start with Spain, but I think there are other opportunities as well in the United States, in the East Coast, mainly Oregon, we have a big presence, and the East, in the West Coast, in the East Coast as well, and in UK, and probably in other countries as well. But I think now for us that is not new. We are already with selling a lot of energy to these ones, especially in the state and in other European countries as well. But I think we are trying to facilitate, and we have already created a company in Spain for facilitating the installation of those ones, providing all the service they require for putting their equipment inside of the proper centers, but we are preparing for them.
Just a reminder, we are going to host a webinar on September the 16th about the data center topic. Now, please let me now give the floor to Mr. Galán to conclude this event.
So thank you very much for taking part of this conference. As Ignacio mentioned before, our investor relations team will be available for any additional information you may require. Let me wish you a very nice holidays. Thank you very much, and see you soon. Thank you.